Welcome to episode one of Liminal Reflections podcast and blog. I admit I'm not really sure how to go about this, whether it's a specific blog space that has a link to the podcast or a podcast linked to the blog. And maybe, you know, it'll be just that. Whether you prefer to look at the image and read a few words, inspire your day, or to have me in your pocket, have me in your ear and hang out as I wander through my own reflections with no reading in mind of sorts, but to read the ink just simply for reflections and to have a conversation, whether or not they will lead into a future ebook or oracle deck, there is a myriad of things that these ink blots, that some are going to be enhanced, others will be raw, but truly we're just going to let everything be and grow and die and as it comes forward through. So thank you for being here. Our first ink blot here has been digitally enhanced, and I feel as though I'm stepping into a haunting of Mermaid Mountains. The colors, the hues, the enhancements that it brings forward and imbues, as though I can feel, as though I am standing here. If I was to plop myself at the purple, at the bottom, looking over, as I am on the mountain or a mountain, on a ridge, and I am watching something. Something has come into focus, something has come into view. But what is around all of this blue and orange, and I'll dive in there, but I'm called to the comfort zone of the haunted aura around it, the ghosts, the goblins, the cries, the souls, not only the pain and the sufferings, but the camaraderie, the house back there, if you can see it. Shout out to the House of Scrying, of course. That's actually where I'm more most comfortable. And imagine coming into a clearing and seeing this space where mermaids and mountains are one. And they are above ground. They're also underground. But right in this moment, I can only see above ground. And I feel like I'm witnessing something. And there are dark mermaids coming in that are being called or summoned. I'm not quite sure how I hear them, but I can see them talking to the two beings in the center where there is a pebble or a stone. Either the stone is glowing or this fire is low and like a smoldery kind of burn. I'm still in this purple space at the ridge of a mountain cliff, and I notice all the orange standing out, and it looks like the orange, while I may in the immediate moment see them as mountains, molehills, in my reflections of life, but they're actually dragons, and I see the dragons come into focus now, and I can see their spikes, which... or their, I don't know, skin, we'll call it. But kind of like stegosauruses, right? Like the plates. And I'm really grateful that now I can see things coming into view and they're quite friendly. And if I follow those plates to the front, they're friendly. But the mermaids stand out for one reason or another. And maybe they're not mermaids. Maybe... there's something else. Maybe there's something else that swims in the lagoons that gets called forth. Maybe it's a piece of my own pain in the emotional realms and waters that gets called by the spark of something that ignites my fright or spite, defense. I'm not judging anything. I'm just looking at it and I'm seeing it. There's something sacred going on in the center. And I don't know if I actually need to figure it out in this moment, but I'm just here with you exploring. Because these mermaids, it's as though maybe I'm seeing them from the space of the dark waters in which they dwell, the depth where color is different. And maybe they carry a little bit of that depth to the surface. And I, in this moment, am judging them, going, ooh. But that's just part of their depth. Their shield, their energy, their fins and follicles are colored for their environment and atmosphere in which they can dwell. And here they are, I'm seeing them on the surface. And now I'm really, really grateful that I get to see it. There's also angelfish here. But these angelfish also have a ram or bison type feel, possibly to ox. I want to lean more bison and ox, and then bring in the air of angelfish to that. And all the while I'm sitting here looking at this, I am surrounded by the spirits, the ghouls, the ghosts, the hauntings of the cries, and also the howls that surround me with hugs. Like, I feel seen in the background. I feel supported, comforted. But I'm noticing in this moment as I'm speaking with you, being in this purple spot, which is where I kind of feel like I've just plopped in like a purple frog. And I'm on the edge. And I don't actually know that it's about choice. I think it's perspective. I think it's viewing. I think there's also a replenishment that's happening here. And it's as though I'm seeing like an ecosystem coalesce of mountains and mermaids, where fire and water meet, where charcoal has been and is the rocks. And as I move from what is the purple frog that is I standing there at this moment, and it's, I could leap and look up to the top or across this clearing, and I see a bunch of rocks that kind of look like, not pyrite, but replace the pyrite with like more of a gold shimmer, but also this large furry, I don't know if it's a cape, but something along that lines, a shroud, a covering, a blanket, like an overseer, an overwatcher, that is watching me overlook and overwatch, viewing, witnessing. And I feel welcomed. But I'm going to take my breath as I inhale and exhale and flip the image. If you're still with me here, I'm grateful for that. Grateful for flipping it over and wandering with me, not only in the channels on YouTube where it's public and it's, you know, interactive to some degree or another. This is truly a personal space just for me to talk out loud, for me to reflect. And I know for myself, I'm having an issue right now saying, like, I don't want that to sound selfish. And not, that's not an implication from, of course, from you or of you. It has nothing actually to do with you. It's a moment. It's a moment I'm having in this moment going, well, how selfish to sit and reflect for yourself and express that and have no care or concern if someone else may or may not resonate. And I only say that in my words. But you know that I'm always inviting you to share in the I, you, we, me's. And also, if not, just to say, oh, hey, let's reflect with Steph. Let's go on the journey. Not because it has meaning or no meaning, or it's more or less than. But it's authentic, it's awkward, it's awesome. There's moods, like a big old mood ring. And just explore. So I'm grateful for that. All right. And that's a word from your sponsor. The House of Scrying and the Inkblot Oracle. Those are your sponsors for this podcast. Oh, I'm so funny. I have, okay, let's flip this. I am struck by the immediate notion looking at now, like turning everything upside down or upside right, Raggedy Ann. Do you remember Raggedy Ann? I remember Raggedy Ann. And it kind of has this haunted doll feel. And so where I was once witnessing a spacious, or a crevice, a huge pond to a canyon that maybe is a puddle in all of it, and I've wandered back into my comfort zone. And that's okay. That's okay. Because it's like just stepping in and out from different states, comfort zone, uncomfort zone. While I appreciate those words in this moment, they're not quite indicative of actually the sensation, and maybe through this journey we'll find different words or we'll make up our own vocabulary. So I'm seeing Raggedy Ann and Andy, but the Raggedy Ann of it, haunted doll. And that's I have a personal history with haunted dolls, a haunted doll specifically. I have since, it took me a long time, but come to love this very creepy China doll. But it was a journey when you project things into, emotionally especially. And I did grow up with poltergeist activity externalized of myself, being, you know, potent teenage energy, growing up haunted. And I say that in the most loving way. It's like the word hag. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. And maybe, you know, you'll find out more about me if you haven't already through this journey. But, the paranormal was very normal for me growing up. But yeah, some very stark things and striking and scary things as well. And so the haunted doll really resonates with my heart of hearts and how precious I am in the way I project out my energy to items and objects. And also, if that means giving them away or donating them or whatnot, I'm happy to do that. You know, if it feels well for the wellness of just the energy exchanges. And also, you know, your girl here is a thrifter. So not a drifter, a thrifter. And so it's something that I kind of tune into. Anywho, I'm also seeing Wilma Flintstone. Yes. And where it was once like that mountainous being, it's like down at the bottom is like a necklace made of these big rocks. Flintstone times, think, you know, primitive and yet domestic, finding ways to be in whatever environment it is, to have it be to a certain extent domesticated and comfortable, to maneuver, to work, to be able to flow, to be able to move things around. I'm a hardcore rearranger of environments, physical environments, energy, emotions, as you're aware. But like in this moment, I'm just seeing, wow, but there are always grounding stones. There are certain things that I appreciate that it's not because they're not movable, but they are in their perfect place. And things can move around them. And it's gorgeous. I'm also seeing where I was once standing before in the purple frogs is now turning into like a third eye to crown area, and it's a double-headed dragon, which is really curious because this double-headed dragon is also being kissed by llamas or lambs, and if I may even put llama and lambs together. The blushing of the cheeks is coming in, and I adore that. As you know, my temperature rises and falls, and I get red, and I flush at... But really, just it's part of my sensitivity. If I'm channeling a certain energy, entity, emotion, to feeling sentiment, sorrow, happiness, my body just flushes really quickly, which also brings me spreading out into the coolness of the blues off to the side. And it's like these cool parts of my face or even my energy. And it's like, you know what, it's okay to rise in temperature, and the cooling seems to separate and move out, and then other times the cooling comes over and I become pale once again. And I'm starting to see this ebb and flow. There's leaves around my ears, like earmuffs, but they're not covering anything. But I will say there's a little bit of where I see this. It's like those leaves are in the shape of the middle finger, because there's a lot of things that now I'm in the most positive way defend of listening. I'm not going to, I can, you know, we can hold space. I can hold space to hear a lot of things of different opinions. But I think, you know, over the years we get better at saying, and no, fuck you. That's not for me. And sometimes that not for me doesn't need a fuck you. It's just no thank you. And that's graceful. It feels well. And there's other times where I have to remind myself, like, make no mistake, in our maturing and our aging with grace and whatnot, we always have a fuck you. You know, that inner adolescent or teenager, that fire doesn't get snuffed out. That's such a potent time. And while my teenage years were very angry, but also some very heightened things happened in there. I saw my first like ghost apparition, like at a party. Like, how embarrassing when you're a teenager. Like, you're already the, you know, the psychic witch's medium's daughter, and then you're seeing ghosts at a party. You're like, okay, but maybe we'll get into that next time. Maybe we'll go through like some old stories. But yeah, I'm in this moment. I'm very, very appreciative of it. Very, very appreciative of it. I want to wander up. I'm being called to like the top of the image in its totality, where like the ghouls and the faces are coming down. But there's this black figure where they're like the llamas and the lambs are. So that fire that's not subdued, but has also learned what's worth our time and attention. And it works with the double-headed dragon. So there's this black figure just between, you don't have to go looking for it. I'm just trying to bring you with me between the orange and the blue and all black. And it's like the wind is behind me and I can feel the breeze, that maybe if I was on the original side of the ridge of the mountain where the haunted mermaids are being summoned or called, I don't know, or just simply listening and conversing. And if I could imagine that maybe in the haunted forest around it is a little colder, but there's a wind, and I can feel this moment so sincerely, so realistically when I look at it. And I just sit there when I'm seeing this part of the ink. I feel like the wind, and I feel as though it's almost like a support. Feels like if you could fall, if it was so windy out and that wasn't a problem or a scary thing, and you could just like fall back and the wind would hold you up like the earth would if you were to lay upon the grass, and it would just hold you up. Just let it go, girl. Let it be. Plug in. Air out. It's like every pore from my back to my front is speaking through, moving through, and maybe this whole space that I'm looking at is the ecosystem of the in-between. I'm not really sure, but that's how it's feeling at this moment. And so I'm going to take another moment as I'm seeing the blue with the orangey gold. They look golder on this side, and I'm seeing them like feet, like big, huge feet. I don't know if they're bare feet or like grizzlies or polar bears. There is this chill here, even though there's always fire, right? There's always coal to start a fire, like coal in my pocket. So I could write something on the cave walls, on the mountain walls, that I could boil water to cleanse with. Like, I always have this, seems to have this coal in my pocket. I could draw with it. It helps me to start fires easily if need be. And also sometimes I'm realizing in this moment, when I don't start fires, I don't illume, I don't draw attention. Maybe for a reason. Maybe sometimes we don't want to attract any eyes or just, you know, into whatever it may be. But in this moment, I'm just reflecting upon that. And I can see that very much so. You know, I like a lot of time alone and quietness. Though, you know, I have my music loud in the car, or if I'm jamming out to something with my headphones on. But for the most part, it's like my social battery. It's in spurts, and they tend to be much shorter than the average person, or at least the average social batteries that I've been around. And that's always made me feel, and I think some of us can agree, made me feel a way, because it's like an insult to somebody else. Oh, you're leaving already, or, oh, why didn't you stay? It's not because I'm not, or not having a good time, but my social battery just is, you know, potent, and I'm a hoot of a good time. Like, I'm happy and joyful. Just it's and it's in this moment that I'm just kind of like seeing this radiatingness of hot cold. Oh, maybe I could say I am moody, or moving around that, and I can see that from the outside looking in. But I think I'm in the moods here, and I'm like, this is not a problem. This is not a conflict. Hot and cold. This is where the alchemy of it happens. This is where the science of being Steph, the science of being you, happens. And all the pieces are welcome to help that chemistry, the equation, the ecosystem, including the hauntedness, including the holistic and the healing of it as well. Because I think sometimes, as I'm seeing around here, there's blindfolds. And for those of you that don't know, that sometimes when I just ascribe in meditation on my own, with a, you know, for no one else but my own sanity and sanity, my eyes are blindfolded or I have a shroud over my head. Again, it's like quiet for the eyes. It's not about anything else, just it's quiet for the eyes. Nonetheless, I'm taking one last look as I'm gazing here, and I hope that you have enjoyed wandering around with me. I'm seeing wooden rattles. I'm also seeing because I have a Thai massage training, and I did that for quite a many years, actually. And I never did it professionally, but I did take a little interest kind of course on the Thai massage. When they do the bundle, like they have the bundle of herbs and they press, and forgive me, I'm just reflecting, it's been a long time, and I'm seeing those like herbal bundles and also rattles. And I'm also getting this feeling of things being called in, but from the bottoms of the feet, where I might grip my toes. Yeah, but I'm happy. And you know what's interesting? I'm going to leave you with this. I'm hauntingly happy. And I think that that journey to this point, where sometimes it feels like we aren't sure. I wasn't sure. But I think that I've always been okay with that. Because what happens on the surface outside of this wonderfully holistically haunted mountain range, and mermaids and goats and llamas and lambs and the wind and the shrouds of the dragons and the bare feet, maybe they're Bigfoots too. That's where things make sense. And I know that while we're walking, talking, doing jobs, positions, titles, and having these experiences, the threshold is between those two talking. And I have no words to say it right now, but there is a sense of peace I have in this very moment. That it's like, oh, I get it. And yeah, have you ever had that moment when you're like, I get it. I don't know what it is. I can't speak to it. It's not about solving a problem. Or how do you solve a problem like stuff? How do we do this? All of those things I appreciate. It's just in this moment I'm like, yeah. And if my body is the doll, what do I want to haunt it with? I'm going to leave you with that today. So thank you so, so much for being here for episode one of Liminal Reflections blog and podcast. Like I said, I will do my best to tag things accordingly. Blog, pod, we will figure it out together. Thank you for being here and your support on the channel and your interest and inspirations. And this fall, we're going to get ready for just embracing expansion. So this journey will maybe be cobblestones up to that. All right. Until next time, guys, have a great day. Have a good evening, a good sleep. And if I've been in your car with you or your pocket or you're having a smoke, good day. I'll talk to you soon. Later.